Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and executive director of marketing at Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing analysis, research, and strategic content marketing to the global mobile industry.
Now, Peggy, we've had episodes dedicated to content marketing before, the how-tos, the what-not-to-dos, you know, but if you're a brand, how can you leverage the content to work for you rather than just broadcasting noise that falls flat on dead ears?
Absolutely, Shahab. And, you know, I've been head down now for a couple of days researching a paper for one of my clients about engagement and marketing and what do you need to do. And it's amazing how important content marketing is now. I mean, it always was important, but now it is understood. And when you have marketing gods like Seth Godin saying that content marketing is the only marketing left, that says a lot. And that's why it's great to have this topic on Mobile Presence, and even better that you've brought along some experts for us. Who are they?
Definitely. So today's special guests, we have two of them. Usually it's one guest, but today we are blessed with two. And they've kind of put together this new technology that will help brands create the perfect audience fan experience. So please welcome Peter Luttrell, CEO of Field Test, and Mark Netter, Head of Business Development at Field Test. Welcome, guys.
Hey, hello.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
Yeah, definitely.
Pleasure.
So I wanted to get into what I was talking about. I mean, maybe it's because I have been head down and I'm starting to, you know, see a screen instead of anything else, you know, like square eyes here. But, you know, reading so much about the audience experience and how much it revolves around mobile, how much it's social, how much it's shareable, and how much content marketing is central to that. I mean, is it mobile or is there a difference between mobile and desktop when it comes to content marketing?
Let me speak up for a second, and then Peter, I think you're going to have a lot to add to this. My experience prior to joining Field Test has been mainly in digital marketing, whether it's been, you know, websites, apps, or social media marketing. And what I think has happened, and I've seen over the past, it's over a decade that I've been working in this area, is people no longer just want to be sold to in any kind of hard sell kind of way. And in fact, what brands have learned, and this has become kind of a mantra over the past few years, is they've got to actually do things that are useful to their audience to keep them engaged. People don't have the attention span. People know when they're being just sort of shilled at. And what they're, but they are very open to engaging with brands as long as the brands are engaging with them in ways that are interesting, useful, fun, and things that they like to share as well. And I think that then when you start dealing with the mobile audience, which is a lower attention span and also lower amount of real estate than you get on desktop, where, you know, Field Test is attacking the problem.
To kind of go off that point, you know, I'm located here in Las Vegas, and one of the casinos, Cosmopolitan, you see them frequently sharing recipes that aren't even on their blog. It's from some other website, but they get the engagement. If someone does do the retweet, well, guess what? It's their logo, their brand that they're seeing, that they're pushing out there. So again, it's the soft sell. It's not the hard sell. You know, both of you have worked in this field from marketing to content marketing over the past 5, 10+ years. What would you say truly drives the click-through rate? You know, you can share the recipes all day long, but what drives the click-through rate? And is it just one or two things, or is it, you know, is CTR different for different brands and projects?
Yeah, the click-through rate's, you know, primarily driven by relevance. So if there is an advertisement, whether it comes in the form of a traditional IAB ad or something more native like a piece of content marketing, if it's relevant to you, if it's a message that you're open to, then you're going to be clicking on it. So the onus to really drive click-through rate falls back on marketers to place their advertisement, their message, somewhere that's going to be relevant for their client, and for the creative, for the voice of that advertisement or that piece of marketing to be relevant to the type of person that is going to intend on purchasing their product. So I think it really comes down to relevance, and most blindness online is driven by scattershot approaches to media planning where advertisements are running in really non-relevant places.
And so how do you stay relevant? I mean, is that a trick or is it, you know, something you have to hone as far as your skills?
I think it comes down to execution. It comes down to thoughtful media planning, to deciding where your advertisement and your message is going to run. And it comes down to thoughtful creative. You know, what is the message? How are you connecting with the consumer? Is it done in the right voice? Is the imagery appropriate? So it's both the art and the science of, you know, running a thoughtful, wise campaign.
So part of it is the creative, and another might be sort of the context here. I'll get to that in a moment. But one part of the context that's getting, you know, an awful lot of tension is the native advertising, right? The buzzword. Mm-hmm. What is it? Define it. I mean, it's tough to even to define because it looks a lot like an advertorial but isn't. Are you as excited about this format as everyone else is, or is this same old for you?
You know, native just means that you respect the publisher's design, their look and feel, the context of the page or the app that the advertisement sits in. I mean, to me, native means that you're completely integrated into the experience and you're kind of providing a better service to the audience and to the publisher by doing that. And I think because native is such a more difficult execution, the folks that are doing native right now are doing it more thoughtfully. They're doing better executions of it. So because native hasn't been opened up to kind of the programmatic hose, the fire hose of advertising, the ads right now are much better and they're more effective. So yeah, we're really excited about native, and native is a big part of what drove the thesis behind our company.
And I actually think, Peter, to add to that, I mean, and you can probably speak on this a little better than I can, you know, there really are two different experiences on mobile. There is the in-app experience, and then there's the mobile web, which you've described to me as the Wild West.
Yeah, I mean, the mobile web right now is the huge opportunity for publishers and advertisers, because majority of content is being consumed in-app on the phone right now. But if you look at the metrics, mobile web is gaining ground on apps. And the experience right now is terrible. The experience from the automated ad feeds is mostly a net negative for the audience and the publishers. You're having apps crash. You're having takeover apps. I'm sure you've all had the experience of using the mobile web and suddenly the iTunes store loads without any action on your...
Right.
Right. And so there's a huge opportunity there for native advertising companies and for publishers to really embrace this new, more effective, more respectful type of advertising and integrate it into the mobile web to dissuade and sort of push away these lower value players and these bad actors in the space and provide a better experience and uplift for both the marketers and the publisher revenue.
And it feels, you know, kind of like, you know, where advertising was on desktop about 10 years ago with the banner ads just kind of sitting there with no real relevance. And, you know, it seems kind of strange that even though it's 2015, we're still kind of at that level on mobile. But I mean, like you said, it's Wild Wild West. So, you know, brands should be experimenting with that.
Mobile came out of nowhere for publishers. I don't think 3 years ago anyone was expecting mobile to cross that 50% threshold for page views or that 50% threshold for audience. And that's happened, and then more so. And we're seeing 60 to 80% of publisher traffic now from mobile. And so what that meant is a ton of inventory hit the market and there was no one to monetize it, no one to sell it. So these automated real-time bidding feeds filled in and it was kind of a race to the bottom. You know, it's a lot of falling knives. And it allowed a lot of bad actors to come into the place as publishers saw their desktop revenue being cannibalized by mobile, and they're desperate to try to capture that revenue and catch back up. And, you know, right now the industry's playing catch up in order to provide better experience.
And I think it's interesting, too, at a time when the screens are getting bigger and better and the experience is getting better.
Definitely. Definitely. And, you know, so, and that's kind of where we are at present. We do have to take a quick break. And when we do, we're going to see what Peter and Mark have in store for you. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Welcome to LPO.
LPO.
Landing Page Optimization. Landing page optimization expert Tim Ash is here to show you what it takes to create optimal landing pages. LPO brings you detailed case studies, opinions, and analysis from the leaders of landing page optimization. LPO, Landing Page Optimization, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Peter Luttrell and Mark Netter of Field Test with us today. So, you know, again, we were talking about content marketing and the importance of content marketing and, you know, how we got here. So tell us a little bit about Field Test. You know, what is the idea? You know, I went to the website. There's really not much there. You know, it's kind of in beta mode right now. But with the people that are testing it out, what are they getting out of it? And what do you hope they will get out of it when you, you know, go live?
Sure. So Field Test's about a year and a half old company. We're based here in Los Angeles. The company was founded by four folks who previously had founded, built, and sold a company called IndieClick. IndieClick was an early publisher rep network that was focused on providing really high-quality ad experiences and high monetization, earning a lot of money for independent publishers. We sold that company in 2011, and we serviced that for a couple years. We all got together last year, and we were looking at the market, at the space, and we were all big believers in what was happening in native advertising and content marketing. I think those two things go hand in glove. And our approach was, how can we take native, which we know is highly effective but of low scale, and how can we take content marketing, something that we know delivers huge ROI but is also, you know, very, very expensive to execute? How can we take those two things, combine them together, and build a scalable platform that meets the needs of both publishers and content creators? And so our approach was to meet right at that intersection of programmatic, which is the real-time bidding world that is really eating advertising budgets right now, and this new movement towards content marketing, which is this bespoke, hand-built content specifically to service a brand message. And we knew that both pieces were working really well. The automated buying and selling of advertising, the automation of the back office components of the ad business was growing rapidly and delivering really high returns for publishers. And on the other side, this bespoke, handmade content marketing business was delivering really great results for marketers. How could we combine the two together? So Field Test is a platform that we built that serves the needs of marketers, allowing them to manage their content marketing efforts and distribute them, and at the same time serves the needs of content creators by finding the content that they've already created on their site, their long tail content, identifying it in an automated fashion, bringing it into our system, and allowing marketers to pair their message with that in real time. So what we've built is an automated content marketing platform where a marketer, say an athletic apparel company who is looking to connect with running enthusiasts, can use our system to find tens of thousands of articles that have already been written and vetted by our system against social signals and other proprietary signals, and in design and deploy in real time an advertisement that's going to combine both that content and their marketing message.
I was just going to break in and get to precisely that. Let's talk a little bit more like around the content here, because what I'm hearing here, and it's very exciting if this is what you're working at, is a platform, but in the same time a marketplace we won't talk about the money, but a marketplace in that it's like a bazaar where we have brand marketers who need content, and we have content creators who need exposure and probably a cut of those click-through rates. It's a little bit like Zemanta on steroids, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
So what's exactly the difference? Right. Because it sounds a lot cooler than Zemanta. Zemanta gives me 5 opportunities, and you know, I push out my content and others give it to me. But you have a very different, I think, a very ambitious approach, or I'd love to hear more about it, particularly for content creators.
Yeah, I just want to sort of speak up and take kind of a long view, because the reason that I've been attracted to the company and I've joined pretty recently is the quality of the content is really high. This is previously published content that has been on, you know, major websites and different kinds of websites. This is, like, as Peter was saying in the first segment, you know, there's been a race to the bottom. This is really a quality play, and this is about the audience having a much better experience. So essentially you've got this content that's been pre-vetted by audiences. Not only does Field Test automatically categorize it based on IAB categories, but also scores it based on how much in the past has this content been shared, and how much has it been liked? How successful has it been out on the internet? So if you're an advertiser, or whether you're an agency or whether you're a brand working with Field Test, you can come and basically find content that speaks to whatever audience you're actually trying to reach. Which audience are you essentially trying to buy? You can serve them content that you're sponsoring that is fantastic, and that gets literally, you know, the click-through rates that we've seen are up to 10 times the normal rates, and you're getting a real great brand engagement experience, a mid-funnel experience.
Kind of sounds like, you know, you're curating this amazing content marketing, hopefully at a lower cost, but that's higher value than, you know, what they're currently offering their users now. But how can you prove that to your tire-kicking prospects that, you know, this is much better content than what you have now?
We actually have tests, and we have the numbers to show that it works. And then with campaigns with us, you're getting the metrics and actually even optimizing the campaigns as they go on. So the higher performing pieces of content are the ones you continue to work with more and more.
And once they sign on, I mean, is it easy for them to find the great content for their campaigns, or is it truly automated and it just kind of pops into their inbox?
It's both. The campaign creator will recommend content for the campaign based on the categories and the other marketing metrics that are put into the system. But the marketer can choose to whitelist, blacklist certain publishers, or even pick and choose the articles themselves that fit best for their campaign.
Do you have publishers lined up already?
Yeah, so our approach is to partner with top-tier publishers, and we already have about 8 in the system right now. Our software crawls their entire site, and we ingest all of their articles. We reorganize and repackage them. We use machine learning to understand what categories these pieces of content are in. We use brand safety filters to make sure that the stories are appropriate for brands. And then all of that content comes available in the system. So we end up with hundreds of thousands of back catalog stories, and each of these stories was written for an editorial purpose rather than for an advertising purpose. So the content is really high quality premium content. And then we rank order and we sort that content on all kinds of signals, including social sharing. So think tweets and Facebook likes and shares and Reddit upvotes. So we have a really good proxy for high quality before we ever put these articles in front of the marketer.
And I think that the big difference here for advertisers, obviously, is the cost is so much different from having your agency create, you know, a huge amount of content for you. So it's very cost effective for advertisers. And, you know, again, you're giving a high quality audience experience.
And how have the publishers, you know, what's their feedback like so far?
And what kind of money do they get, by the way? As the owner of a top 50 ranked site, I'd be interested in hearing about this.
Yeah, so I mean, the pitch to publishers is pretty easy, and they seem to be very interested. We haven't had no shortage of publishers wanting to sign up for the system. What we offer them is completely accretive revenue opportunity that doesn't cannibalize any of their existing inventory, because we take this content and ingest it and then put it into ads that are running across the internet. We offer them basically a licensing deal where they get a portion of the fees that are charged every time their content shows up inside an advertisement or inside the in-ad experience.
That's great. Now, we do have to take a quick break. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We do have Peter and Mark from Field Test, and we'll come back and ask them a few more questions before we head out. So don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Shopping for the best e-commerce tips, tricks, and techniques? Looking for better ways to push your product out of your online store? Watch your shopping cart overflow because you've found the e-com experts. The e-com experts show you what you need to know to be a successful online retailer. Learn their search marketing strategies, their web marketing wisdom, and their calculated conversion measures. E-com experts, Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Peter Luttrell and Mark Netter from Field Test. And once again, we're at our last segment where, you know, we try and go into the insights that are most important to our listeners. So guys, you know, what should marketers have top of mind when looking for quality content for their campaigns to get quality results?
You know, I think one of the underlying messages of themes we've been talking about throughout this entire conversation is about quality. And, you know, Field Test is really a fight against the race to the bottom and the idea of lifting up the experience and giving the audiences better experiences, which lead better click-through results. And I was really drawn originally to the fact that the quality of the content is so strong. I think that for anyone marketing out there, you know, the biggest mistake you can make is to have low-quality content. And I think quality extends into other areas that Peter can talk about as well.
Yeah, it's not just having a great quality content source to start with, but a really great quality media plan that connects you with really quality audience. So it's the pairing of those two things together. And then, of course, that's the quality of your execution. How does that look? How does that integrate when a consumer finally looks at it on the final destination mobile page?
So number one was quality content. What's the tip number two?
Well, I think, you know, as Peter was saying, the second tip is really finding your audiences. And the tools now that exist to be able to programmatically find the audiences that you need, you know, are really huge. And, you know, that's the thing that I think every marketer has to be integrating now, that you can't just be doing scattershot ad placements or media placements where they're not going to be relevant at all to the audiences and people are just going to be either turned off and ignore them or turned off and just, you know, quit the entire experience.
Yeah, so relevance for sure. Number three?
Well, you know, you had talked earlier about the excitement around native advertising, and what native advertising really is just having a quality experience that doesn't somehow grate against what you're getting on the page. As I kind of mentioned earlier, the mobile experience in general is so much better than it was, let's even say, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. I recently switched to the iPhone 6 Plus and was skeptical at first, and I'm a huge fan now. And the last thing that I want is to have a degraded experience on there. So if your ad units are somehow, you know, wrong or somehow not right for that experience, you know, you're going to have problems.
Now, we're definitely sold. You guys are definitely the experts in your field.
But Shahab, just a point before you get to that. You know, it is beta. So if we're listening in and we're saying, yeah, this is cool, I want to get involved in the beta, is there a way?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I'm reachable as head of business development at mark@fieldtest.la. You can also go to the site fieldtest.la and do a sign up over there. We are fully active at this point. We're working. You know, I think beta is kind of a term because we're still building certain elements of what will eventually be other forms of the service, but we're
okay,
in action.
Okay, so it's your past soft launch stage. That's good to know.
We're in what we call pilot phase two, and we'll be doing our public launch in Q4, so in the next 30 to 60 days.
So to be clear here, as a publisher and as a brand, go to that website and you can start up, right?
It's a great time to get in, fieldtest.la.
Okay.
Great. And is there a Twitter account or anything we should know, handle?
There is. Yes, I think it's fieldtest@fieldtestla.
All right. And Peggy, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
Well, my content, and you can get a hold of me over at mobilegroove.com. Email peggy@mobilegroove.com, and adding some more channels, Shahab, to my list of channels where I write as a guest contributor, with today my first post appearing at Tech Beacon, how to create
awesome.
A five-star app.
Amazing.
I'm out there. I'm a
awesome.
Writing machine. What can I say?
Great. And you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's Zaghari. You can also check out the portfolio over at higherground advertising.com. We just added two new things to the portfolio, Nature Republic and LG. So go check that out. And again, thank you so much for joining us for Mobile Presence. Remember, new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.